The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's urgent that all parties in Iraq take concrete steps to form a new government as quickly as possible under the Constitution.
Ah, yes, there is that thing happening in Iraq. But suddenly we've forgotten about it because of our own problems at the border. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But at least we forget because certainly we have some people still heavily invested in what's happening there in Iraq. Diplomats and some special forces are there on the ground. It's very depressing to ultimately realize that all of the blood, sweat, tears, and treasure from the United States has gone to what? To a country that is exploding before our very eyes. I mean, what a phase we're in when it comes to the terrorism there and how many people are volunteering to be a part of what is this ultimate world domination by ISIS and anyone that they can recruit to be part of their merry band of men. And it's, you know, do this or you're done. Some of the scary things that are happening in Iraq are just eking out here and there. But trust me, it's going on. And you've got kids who are being orphaned. You have people just fleeing. Lots of things that are not necessarily on the radar right now because typical of what happens, something else hopscotches, leaps over it, and takes our attention away from something so terrible that shouldn't have happened in the first place. When we knew darn well heading into the war in Iraq, what was the biggest problem? You had religious infighting that had gone on forever, for thousands of years, between the Sunnis and the Shia and the Kurds. And that was never solved. And then you have Nouri al-Maliki, who's the prime minister, the president, the man at the helm, who does what? Nothing to bridge the gap with the Sunnis and create this vacuum that partially leads to what we're seeing, a big part of what we're seeing happening in Iraq. And now you look at that and you think, Afghanistan, what's next? What happens in Afghanistan with Hamid Karzai not signing a bilateral agreement right now? We're in limbo. And we have troops that are leaving. Massive reduction in troops. Does the same thing spill over there? Possibly. Possibly, because Iraq is seeing its future just disappear. And then Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talked about what's going on between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And what's going on is they have never been further from peace, in my opinion. There is no reason to think that there's ever going to be peace along the Gaza Strip and with Israel. So the Middle East continues to be the thorn in our side and the place where we have to tread with caution. It's like this Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi who announces in Iraq, the United States has no reason to doubt the authenticity of a video that shows me, at one point he says this, and of course it was also verified by our own guys, al-Baghdadi looking very comfortable as the ISIS leader, his fighters taking control of Mosul, the second largest city. It's an al-Qaeda splinter group. Big pieces of territory in northern and western Iraq have been taken. al-Baghdadi is someone that was taken into custody in Fallujah in 2004. The Pentagon released a few statements about it and said there have been mixed reports about when and why he was detained. He was held until the following December at a prison camp. A review board recommended his unconditional release. He's released from Fallujah. And now look what happens 10 years later. And Parliament at this point is postponing for at least a month. Our president, closer to home, is not postponing anything when it comes to show me the money. Now that the executive order is not turning out quite the way he had hoped along the border, trying to reunite kids with parents, allowing them to be in the United States, but yet what comes in is a massive body of all kinds of humanity, including kids who have parents in other countries who were told just go there and claim asylum because of all of the violence. Now sorting it out, trying to get more immigration judges and lawyers to be involved is going to cost more money than we have right now to fight this. So the Prez is asking for $2 billion more to be able to do what needs to be done along the border on Tuesday. Will he get the money? Certainly from the Democrats with the crisis, he should get the money. But will he get enough votes Republican-wise for it to happen? And what should the U.S. do with the undocumented kids? Should the undocumented children be returned? Nothing but questions and not a lot of great answers for what's happened. Except for that, without a doubt, there has to be a process that works, a process to get the children in and out of the country. And if they're going back, to deport them, to have them deported in the safest way possible. Because can you imagine if there are problems there, we'll never get the egg off of our face and worse. So now this has become a crisis in a couple of different areas. I mean, did the feds not see what was going to happen? How could they not know once this was implemented that there would be this kind of problem at the U.S.-Mexico border? Overcrowded detention centers. Angry protesters who don't want buses of illegals being put into their neighborhood. Most of the kids won't be permitted to stay from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. Most of them won't. And they don't understand why they can't get asylum. So it seems as though the administration doesn't seem, it is. They're one step behind once again. And what is the answer? The answer is they're going to have to pay even closer attention in the Rio Grande Valley because this is where it's exploded. The uptick is more than noticeable. And they have to jump on it now. Have to jump on it now and turn it around as fast as possible, if it's even possible to do that. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Coming up on America tonight, we talk to S.C. Sherman, get his take on what's happening at the border, the buses from Murrieta, the fact that they stood their ground and the buses didn't actually have that conflict that was expected to happen in Murrieta because they didn't go there. Instead, they went to San Ysidro. I think the fact that the people were there was the big deterrent. So bravo to them for standing up for their rights and saying, you know, this doesn't work for us. We're a small town and we're not ready for this. We cannot absorb all of these people in this facility. So because they stood their ground and because they were ready to be detained or to have to deal with the riot squads, they diverted. So this third round didn't go there. And this is transfers from Texas detention facilities that are overcrowded, in which, by the way, some diseases are starting to show up like scabies, and they're having problems with that. They're having problems with TB. Very, 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 very sad, scary stuff. Ridiculous, because there was no plan here, folks, and that's the big thing. Knowing that this was going to be controversial anyway, but not to have a way to plan it out, not to have a way to make sure that you at least have a fighting chance, that you're going to be able to process the people, you're going to be able to figure it out. I like what one Border Patrol agent was quoted as saying that Obama has put immigration on steroids. Boy, isn't that true. Who wants to be on steroids? Do you ever see the result of people who have been on steroids for too long? This isn't good. It's not going to wash. Even Governor Goodhair, as I affectionately call Rick Perry, is all over this thing and saying, look, he comes to Texas. It's about fundraising. He doesn't even go and check out the border. And now, on top of it, as I already mentioned, the president wants $2 billion for a border plan to try to process the kids. But at the same time, they're saying they're taking no specific legal action. So it's sort of backward. Give us the money. We need the emergency money. But there's nothing specific legislatively that we're looking to do. We just need money. Because we don't know where we're going to put everyone. We're stuck. We're trying to figure it out. And we're trying to process as fast as we can. Senator John Cornyn says that the president needs a wake-up call. Visiting the border and seeing firsthand the severity of the crisis would be that wake-up call. Josh Ernst, the voice of the White House now, the White House spokesperson, says it's unlikely most of the kids would even qualify for humanitarian relief. It means they will not have a legal basis for remaining in the country. They're going to be returned. Ultimately, that's what's going to happen. Ultimately, they better hope in sending kids back they don't fall into the wrong hands, human trafficking, not making it to their destination, because that was the worry the first time around, and now it will be going backwards from our side. Yeah, we're not going to solve this overnight. I think what should have happened was there should have been a system in place if this was the way it was going to go down. It wasn't the right move to me, but if this is what was going to happen, they should have thought of the way to process it, had more of a gate, and that's the problem. It's the thing we say over and over again, ad nauseum, but there is no, or there isn't enough protection at the border. So if you have a porous border, well, how are you going to be able to process the people anyway? It's the same cat and mouse game that's being played decade after decade. It just swells. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it makes it that much tougher for the people who are in that line of work of having to deal with the illegal situation. Really rough on all of them. For sure. As they try to figure out what legally, and that's part of it, what legally they can do in this process, in this merry-go-round of spitting many of those kids back. So they came, now they go back. Will they try to make it back again? Of course, there's always a chance. After seeing what happened the first time around, maybe not. Maybe they don't get that leg up. Maybe they don't get somebody helping them along the way. So the White House is taking a tougher tone on this flood of people coming at the border. But there's still no specific direction as to how they're going to decide who's going back and how they're going to process them. And that's it. There's no plan. That's it. There's no plan. Give me $2 billion. It's almost like, remember when the auto guys wanted to bail out? They wanted a bailout after the bankers got the bailout, and they didn't have a plan, so Congress chastised them. Go away. Come back with a plan, and then we'll talk to you. And that's what happened. What if they said to the president, go away, come back with a plan, and then we'll talk to you? Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Immigration.
I know.
I don't understand. Golly, excuse me. Why Jack from Australia wants to immigrate here with the way our country is going. Australia is actually better off economically.
True.
I have cousins in Melbourne, Victoria, and I have also a very dear friend who's a teacher in Australia, and they wouldn't come to this country for anything. And actually, the middle class in Australia is a lot better off than our middle class.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, I mean, I don't get it, but that's okay. But what I want to bring up is Mr. Biden, once again, interesting comment calling gun rights activists teabaggers. Does anybody understand what that term means?
Oh, yeah, it's derogatory in every sense of the word.
It's downright salacious and filthy. And I was thinking, why does this impotent little capon get away with this? Nobody calls him on. And, yeah, I know all about the Chicago stats.
Ugly.
I work in Chicago. And they lie half the time anyway about their stats. A lot of murders are not reported, and that's a fact. And one of my very, very dearest friends was a homicide detective there. And it's like 1.5 murder per day, every day.
Terrible.
And that's been going on for years. So, you know, when they talk about, but that is predominantly all gang-related. I said predominantly. I mean,
yeah.
There are other murders, but anyway.
Yeah.
And now we have, through this immigration, we've got the MS-13 spreading now like locusts. And you don't think this is not going to come back and hurt American citizens? Because they've come through with this surge of illegals, and I don't understand why they're asking for more money. People are already on the job that do the processing. Why do we need $2 billion more for them to do their current job? The deal is, no, you stop them at the border, you don't even let them in. And if the parents were so sleazy and irresponsible to send their kids off unattended, other than the small babies, then tough. Turn them right back around, because in the Central American states, a 14-year-old is about the maturity level of an 18, 19-year-old in this country, because their life is a lot different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why are we pandering? Everybody knows this was a prop job. I mean,
yeah.
We're being called, like myself, I don't know if I'm a conservative, but I'm not sure I'm so much a Republican. But we have the vice president calling us filthy names. We've got the fool in chief conspiring to overload this country with diseased people.
Mm.
Wake up, America. Get the gumption and call your elected officials and keep on them.
I agree. Power to the people. That's it.
Yep.
As we say it all the time. You've got to be able to do that. I mean, honestly, more people that do that, think about it. Look around your neighborhood. If everybody in the neighborhood did it, trust me, they want to keep their job. She's right. If you're passionate like she is, pick up the phone. Stay with us.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
America Tonight. Coming up in our next segment, we'll talk to S.C. Sherman, get his take on everything that we've been talking about, this craziness at the border and what's going on with immigration. And trust me, you cannot bury your head in the sand forever on this. Why? Because you're going to pay the price. All of us are going to pay the price for this, because we have to absorb taxpayer money, baby, for all of the wrongs that have happened over the years because of a lack of border security, the ultimate border security. And now it's going to be the biggest blunder of all is going to cost us the most and solve really nothing. Because what does it solve? Do we have a system? Do we have a way to process people? No. Do you really think people are going to come out of the shadows to pay $10,000 fines and pay back taxes and have to go back to wherever and then come back again? Not happening. So we'll see. It's a mess. I would not want that position, as I said before, of the Secretary of Homeland Security, because I would take too much of a hard line in the sand anyway after talking to Democrats, Republicans alike, especially Democrats, when they're not on the record. They know they're caught in between a rock and a hard place if they're playing politics versus what their constituents one. And it's not all Republicans anyway. Depends on if they're in a border state or not. But it's just the same thing over and 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 over again. It just never, it never seems to end. Never. Speaking of never ending, sadly, the dry, tinder-like conditions in the West, California especially, is just getting bombarded by fire, a wildfire in Northern California. Triple-digit temps, forget about it, gusty winds. You can't get that kind of stuff out. But not just California. Nevada, Idaho, New Mexico, Utah, Washington State, a lot of people are listening to us. In California, crews try to contain or have contained some of the Monticello fire 35% because they have those mountains there. And how many firemen, this is the part that I always look for, how many firemen are battling these specific fires? The one I just mentioned, 1,600. 1,600 firemen, 100 degrees, aggressively trying to attack it on the ground and in the air, trying to control what they call the lines. But it's so tough. So tough because of the winds, because of the conditions. I mean, there's only so much they can do. And then, and in Utah, they've been able to contain some of the fires that have bubbled up there. But this is what we see every year when you're not getting that rain. And the amount of firemen that volunteer from other places and come in, it's just absolutely amazing. You want to see real teamwork? Go to a fire sometime and watch what's happening, a big one. Of course, they won't want you in there. But I guess being on the news side of it and being in TV news for a time, I got to see that up close. Because they'll let you get to a certain place when you're shooting that for television. And it's incredible how they work on all fronts. Otherwise, they can't get it out. Wouldn't it be great? That's what it should be. We've got a fire raging at the border, right? Too bad we can't have Democrats and Republicans working like firemen to try to figure out how to put out that humanitarian fire. That's what's needed. Somebody who gets that. Somebody who understands what that means. All right, this one might get you a little hot under the collar. Once again, it's the saga of the people who are just living their lives. I mean, can't we just let people live and not have to police what they're saying? There's a Kentucky bank teller who was fired because she told customers to have a blessed day. So that bank teller has filed a lawsuit against U.S. Bank. The woman's name is Polly Neese. She worked there for 20 years. So for 20 years, she would say that kind of thing to people. And nobody had any problem with it. Now all of a sudden they have a problem with it and changing customers, whatever. And what they're saying is we hold our employees to high ethical standards when interacting with customers and coworkers and take violations of the standards seriously. And they say the lawsuit is without merit. They believe the facts presented in the proceedings are going to justify why they wanted her to say that, stop saying that. Her attorney says saying have a blessed day after she was, says she quit saying have a blessed day after she was written up. And she filed a complaint with the EEOC, but months later, when she complained about it, she said that she just finally gave up and decided to go back to using the phrase, and then they fired her. This will be interesting to see what the courts do with this one. I don't know. Why can't you say have a blessed day? You say thank you very much. What's the big deal? And if she worked there for 20 years, if she worked there for 20 years, who cares? You know, who cares? Why is that offensive to somebody? I don't understand it. I mean, you know, she's just saying have a blessed day. And the fact that that can be a common phrase. But this goes, again, back to the silliness of the PC police, why you can't just live how you want to live and say what you want to live. And then somebody say what you believe. But then somebody would say, well, what if someone said praise Allah or some such thing? Would they get the same treatment? And that's what it happens. We go to the other extreme. But whether she has a lawsuit or not, I think it's ridiculous that she got bounced for that. There had to be a different way around that. And if she was a 20-year employee, I'd have to assume that she did something right, or how would she last two decades? The answer is she wouldn't have lasted two decades. And she did. So I think they're a little bit out of touch. It's like the In God We Trust on the money. It's like the Pledge of Allegiance. So if they say God, and you got to take that out. It's pushing the meter in the opposite direction. Because if somebody's offended, then they don't have to participate. Can't we do that? Can't we have people that don't participate? All right, speaking of participating, I got to throw this into the mix here. The House GOP wants to spend $3.3 million on the Benghazi investigation. They're calling for spending of up to that amount of money on the special select committee that's investigating those 2012 attacks in Libya. There's seven members. The seven-member GOP majority would receive some of the $2.2 million for staff and other operations because they're trying to drill down on this. So they're asking for $3.3 million, and Obama's asking for $2 billion along the border. And I'm wondering, where are we moving all this money around? I think after all the attention that's been paid to Benghazi, we should get to the bottom of it. Whatever it is, we need to know the real ins and outs of what happened in Libya. Let's just get to the bottom of it. At this point, when you're halfway over the line, it would be just an appalling waste of money for what we've already gone through to not follow all the way through with this. I mean, why not just find out? Now, Nancy Pelosi says it's an appalling breach of the public trust and a stunning abuse of taxpayer dollars. So she thinks that the money used to investigate is a waste of money, that we're drilling down the same hole and it's not going to yield anything. Now, she didn't say it's not going to yield anything, but she's saying it's a waste of money. To which I would say, great, then let's find out the who, what, where, when, and why, and we can drop it all. We can drop it easily. But give us the true scoop on what happened. Just tell us. And then finally, this one. Atlantic City's newest casino was built with state tax credits. That's got to make the people in New Jersey feel good. $261 million. It's been hailed by Chris Christie as what he's calling a game changer, right? He said that when it opened in 2012. I remember this casino. It's a, the casino's name is Revel, and it's been bankrupt twice. It's a 70-story glass-encased building. It was built for $2.4 billion. And they say it probably won't attract more than a few hundred million at auction on August 6th. So if you have that kind of money and you want to build a casino or you want to get that building, yeah, a few hundred million. $261 million. Workers were told if no buyer is found by August 18th, the casino will close September 1st. Wow. Chris Christie just keeps taking a bath in every single direction, every single thing he touches. All right, we're going back to the border next on America Tonight.
Yeah. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Talking about it all along here for the last 3.5 weeks plus, actually since I've started doing the show here in America Tonight many years ago, over 5 years ago, the immigration problem now has just swollen since we've seen now the new law on the books concerning children. We're looking at the amount of children and the various people that are coming through in droves in some of these areas in Texas, New Mexico, even California, just across that southern border. That's what we're going to talk about now with S.C. Sherman. He's the author of Mercury Shot, and he's a weekly politics and culture columnist for thedailysurge.com. S.C., thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So just how awful has this gotten?
Well, it's pretty bad. You know, just like your intro said, there's been an incredible increase as well. I mean, there's been people coming across the border for years, but it's really picked up in the last year and a half or so, really crescendoing right now. And there's a lot of debate that we're actually enticing these people here for political reasons, promising them freedom and not just freedom, but amnesty and all kinds of things that are bringing them all through from Central America through Mexico up here. And it's a pretty, you know, unsafe journey. There's a lot of great reasons to come to America, but this is not a good way to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting in saying enticing people to come, especially those kids. So you entice them to come, and there's confusion. They think automatically if they seek asylum or ask for asylum and say it's violent and poor where they are, can't they stay? They don't understand. So when the administration talks about a humanity crisis, do you think it's one that they created?
Not really. I don't particularly blame them. If I was living in those countries as well, and, you know, your kids are... you're afraid they're going to be taken out of their house anywhere at night, and, you know, cartels are ruling the neighborhoods like gang lords, and it's awful. No one's arguing that. But our border is totally wide open. We don't know who's coming across at all, and that's an impossible way to run a country.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense one bit.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant our administration. In other words, with the recent law that was put on the books, is it kind of their fault? Because they're talking about, hey, listen, this is a humanitarian crisis. But what I'm saying is they created it because they didn't really have a plan in place for what was going to happen.
Right. And aside from that law, they've verbally stated we're not going to enforce laws that would deport children. So it's pretty much just, if you have a kid, this is your time to get it to America as fast as you can. They're not going to be kicked out, and people know that. They're smart enough to know that. If they don't speak the language, we're destroying families all across this hemisphere. They're just dropping their kid off once they get across the border, and good luck in America. It's just awful.
Yeah. You mentioned this at the beginning. You know, a lot of people are talking about, okay, so why weren't things correctly figured out? Why wasn't there a plan for what's going to happen with the amount of people we know will crush at the border? The Texas Governor Rick Perry, he's not backing away from what he's calling his conspiracy theory. He's saying that, you know, the administration has coordinated this surge coming over the border for some unknown reason. He's saying that it might be, you know, the president might be in, the administration might be in on this somehow because it's helping move them over the border. And he's not backing down. He's being challenged a lot on that statement, but he's not backing down on it. He says that, you know, there's an ulterior motive. Do you think that's likely, that there's an ulterior motive?
Well, you'd hate to say that, but there sure appears to be. There's almost no other alternative that makes sense. If we're trying to use logic to understand this administration, Rick Perry himself, I think it was in 2012, sent a letter to Obama where he's saying, hey, we have a children problem already, and now it's much worse. He got no response at all from the president. No response, just none. So in his words, it's either our president is really inept or he's involved. And it looks like it's one or the other. There have been some reports of actual advertising in some of the Central American countries, come to America. Some of the people coming across the border have had paper talking points, with them, what to say. So there is a little bit of evidence surfacing that's showing a coordinated effort for this to happen. And who's behind that? It kind of remains to be seen fully, but it's not just a random event. It's crescendoing right now. It's for a reason. And some people will say it's just to create a new voting bloc, provide enough chaos to allow more power. It's kind of anybody's guess, but it's not good.
Yeah, I agree with that. What do you think should happen here at this point? Because, I mean, we can't put the genie back in the bottle. What do you think needs to happen?
So it's just tired of, it's not a brand new statement, but this border has got to be locked down. We have got to do whatever it is, build that fence, drone the thing, put troops on it. If Canada can lock their border and every other country can, we can too. There's nothing we can even talk about. We're all just rambling until that happens. So some kid from Central America that's, you know, in a terrible situation crossing our border is the least of our problems when someone from Hamas walks across with a nuclear weapon. We have no clue who's coming across, and we have to control it.
Yeah, and they're overwhelmed. The Border Patrol agents are overwhelmed. ICE is overwhelmed. They can't keep their eye on the ball. How can they? They're babysitting. They're moving kids around. They're pushing buses. There's only so much manpower. I personally think if it's that out of control, especially in particular areas, hey, the thing you got to do is you got to enlist the National Guard. You got to try to do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like we're at disaster area stages where you would pull in the National Guard. And the states are having to do that now on their own. I know Governor Perry, I believe Jan Brewer as well. I don't know about the other states are kind of calling up militia, sending their own state guards down. because they have to. I mean, they've realized the federal government really is not going to help. The federal government sent in riot police against the people protesting in California.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was yesterday or today. So that's what gets the federal government's action, is to come against the Americans protesting the illegal activity, but we don't get anything to stop the illegal activity. But that's what leads people to think, what is going on with this administration?
Yeah, what do you make of that? The riot, it's beyond me, the riot gear going in, it seems like reverse, it's crazy. And the people, and you know, the people that are protesting are all ages, every demographic, including a lot of grandparents that are out there because they're worried. They don't want them to get to that, it's Murrieta, California, they don't want them to get to that facility. Even the local police SC in that town are helping, are saying, listen, we can't have this happen, so we'll build a wall. And it just seems so crazy that you would risk that you would have the feds in riot gear. There has to be another way to settle this. And listen, we live in America. Don't you think people have the right to protest peacefully?
Absolutely. I mean, we see it all the time from every side of the aisle. And that's what, you know, is great about America. You don't get riot police put down on you generally. And you're allowed to, you know, as long as you're peacefully demonstrating, which the vast majority of demonstrators are, you can do that. But it's, especially in this situation, people, their town is being virtually taken over, a place they've loved all their lives. You're going to protest. You're going to push back. And for that to be who gets persecuted, it's kind of mind-boggling where we're at right now.
I agree with you. Do you think, I always say America Tonight is like the buzz in the backyard. What is it? What are people talking about in the nooks and crannies? And when I'm filling up, getting gas, and I'm not doing the talk show thing, or I'm shopping, I really honestly hear some bits and pieces of this kind of conversation. I think overwhelmingly right now, this is a very powerful thing that's happening that's affecting all Americans, not just necessarily the people by the border, because of what's happening in towns across America. Do you think that?
Yeah, and they're shipping them all over the country. It's leaving the border states as fast as possible. It seems like they're busing them to all kinds of communities. So it seems like everybody's being touched. It's no longer just the border states, even though they're definitely taking it on the chin. But we're all affected by this. And people have, you know, kind of looked the other way or just been like, what are we going to do about this immigration problem? It's terrible. But, you know, somebody's got to run the meatpacking plants, and someone's got to do this and that. So it's kind of a, you know, one of those relationships that you don't like, but how do you fix it? Well, this has kind of pushed it to a hot level. Like, no one's mad at these kids that have stuck across the border necessarily that I ever hear, even though we're portrayed that way as being someone on the right side, roughly. And they're not, they persist specifically aren't the problem. Our whole system is what's the problem. That's why they're here. You know, they've got a bad situation they're in. They think it's going to be better here. That's the story of America. But you can't have this happen the way it's happening. I mean, it really is a flood, and it's going to hit everything from healthcare to education to every part of our society. So it's just ridiculous we're not controlling it, the great country that we are.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you mentioned it, you know, who knows, somebody gets in from Hamas, or a sleeper cell, forming a sleeper cell, or other gangs. Those gangs are terrible. They don't care. They have no regard for human life on either side of the border or where they're from. And that's, to me, extra frightening, too, because there's no way the Border Patrol can keep on top of that. It's hard in the first place, but not while they're dealing with this surge.
No. Yeah, they're changing diapers half of them now, and they're just doing what they can do to try to handle this problem, and definitely not watching who's sneaking through the desert as much as they were, you know, a month ago.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, S.C. Sherman, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey,
we'll talk to you again.
SCSherman.com is my site. I got books on there, so feel free to check it out.
Awesome. Thank you. You have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.